السلام عليكم. I'm Mukhtar Ahmed with the Virtual Universities course of Human Resource Management. And we are here today with our last lecture, that is lecture number 45. We started this subject, very important subject of human resource management. As I said, this is a very important subject. By now, we have already completed 44 lectures. Jisme 40 lecture to mukhtalif concept discuss karte hue dekha humne. 41 to 43 were the basic review of basic human resource functions. Aur 44th lecture jo tha, the last lecture, that was about international business mein. جو ہیومن ریسورس مینجمنٹ کے کانسیپٹ اس کو ڈسکس کیا. سو وٹ اباؤٹ ٹوڈے؟ ٹوڈے از اوور لاسٹ سیشن. ناؤ آئل ٹاک ود یو ان دس لیکچر ود دس بلیو کہ آل دوز کانسیپٹ دیٹ مٹیریل وی ہیو کورڈ سو فار یو آر کلیئر اباؤٹ دیٹ. دا کانسیپٹس آر کلیئر. سو ناؤ لیٹ سی دا براڈر پکچر. What is happening in this field? Why it is that much important? So stay with me and I hope we'll learn something more from today's session too. So I'll directly start with today's topic. And again, the topic is the same. The human resource management. As we started in our first lecture. So what is human resource management? It is in managing the people. It's a managerial function that tries to match an organization needs to the skills and abilities of the employees. That is one aspect. Theek hai na? But it has to do with the managing the people working in the organization. When we are talking about managing human resources, so we are giving more focus toward organizational abilities. Ability of what? How they should attract? To whom? The people? Not simply the people, the right type of people. And who are the right type of people? People who have the desired skills, who have the desired abilities, who can deliver. The knowledge workforce, the learning workforce, the important concept developing in this era. Okay? What was the next? Develop them according to your environment, according to your situation. That is fine. Now people are used to your system, they are acclimatized, they have started performing. The next ability will be, the next challenge will be how to keep them motivated so that they should deliver in the same pace, rather more than that, what they are doing today. And what should be the last ability, the last challenge for organization? To keep or retain those talented people. Because we have seen, we have discussed so many times, that in this era, especially when they have so much and so many opportunities available, so this last one is a big way, very important. So we started our lecture number one, our first lecture, with these thoughts, with these philosophies. And why? Why we think this human resource management is important? Because every manager manages human being or human resources. Fair enough. And human resources are the primary source of lasting competitive advantage. You remember when we started our lecture number one? I said that it was known that for survival, for richness, for importance, such and such resources are essential. Kabhi kisi ne bataya ki jiske paas paisa zyada hai, wo achhi country hai, achhi organization hai. Ya falan country mein, they have natural resources, that is why they are rich. They are developed, or they are important. Like, look at the Middle East. We always think that they are rich, they are important because they have the oil. Similarly, other things. But now, we have reached a point where everybody understand and accept that they are not the kind of resources which can have the lasting effect. Because if oil is finished, what will happen? If money is gone, what is going to happen? If technology is obsolete, then what? So who, what else? Which kind of resources we should be focusing or we should be banging on them which can have lasting effect? And they are the only one and one, and that is the human resource. See, people do make a difference. And we are talking about people who deliver, not the number. وہ لوگ جن کے اندر پوٹینشلز ہیں, جو ٹیلنٹڈ ہیں, جو ڈلیور کر سکتے ہیں. اینڈ دیٹ از وائی وی آر ٹیکنگ دس سبجیکٹ ویری سیریسلی, اینڈ وی آلویز پریچ آر کائنڈ آف کنوے ٹو پیپل دیٹ فوکس آن دیز ریسورسز. دے آر ویری امپارٹنٹ, دے آر دا مین ریزن فار یور کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج. بیکاز ایز ہی سیڈ, ادر ٹائپ آف ریسورسز کین بی ڈپلیکیٹڈ ایزیلی. Or they can be arranged. Remember I said, we were thinking that technology, money, these are very important to create a competitive advantage. Yes, they have the values. But see, if you have a good project, you can also arrange the money. If you have the money, arranging technology is not a big deal. So what else is making the difference then? These are the human resources. And we are, that is the reason we are focusing on it. So why is HRM important? Because human resources, the primary source of lasting competitive advantage. What about traditional sources of competitive advantages? Financial or economic capabilities, jaise maine aapse kaha. Product capabilities, you might have a very specific product, but then what is happening, going to happen? Quickly, your competitor will copy it. Then what? Technological or process capabilities, again, you might get advantage for some time, for some period, but again, easily or quickly, people can duplicate those things. Similarly, organizational capabilities, you have a very strong system. So they are the traditional sources for your competitive advantage. What are strategies for gaining competitive advantages? How we can gain competitive advantages? If your cost leadership, compete by lower cost, and how can you compete for lower cost? So many different reasons. You can have the cheap raw material, you can have the labor cost less, you can have the good technology. But again, remember, the main reason where you can reduce the cost if you have the efficient workforce. Similarly, cost reduction effectiveness ke liye, jaise maine aapse kaha, ke effective or efficient workforce is also playing a very important role. Similarly, if you can differentiate for the product, you have a unique features for your product that can give you the competitive advantages. Similarly, if you have the best customer service, here again the human resource is playing the vital role. Kisi daur mein Singapore airline was the number one. Why it was like that? Because the people working in that airline, they were giving the best customer service. That is why people were more tilted toward that airline. It was not that they have a spacious aircraft or anything else. Similarly, speed to market, how efficient or how effective you are, that can also give you advantage in the competitive market. But when we are talking about organization, see, the whole organization, they have a mission, and based on that mission, they can have their objectives or goals. To achieve those goals, they can develop the strategies, and to fulfill those or to accomplish those strategical moves, they develop structure. But again, see, the bottom line is the people who actually perform all those things to achieve those goals or accomplish the mission. So I believe it is clear that even the strategically, when we are talking, the human resource is playing a very important role. The strategic importance of managing human resources. Let's discuss few things here. And don't worry, this is a generalized type of lecture. It is not part of your course that you should be worried ki sara kaise yaad karenge, because I will be bringing different ideas here. And main reason is to give you and show you more importance about this subject, so that you should take it seriously, because it is going to help you in your real life. Competitive advantage ke liye, how can you achieve competitive advantage? When people come to you rather going to your competitors for your product, for your service. And how, what are the ways firms or organization can use HRM to gain sustainable competitive advantage? We are talking about sustainable. Maximize the value added by employees. Acquire rare employees. The word is the rare employees. Unique, if they have the extra abilities, if they are the talented. Develop a system in your organization with those talented people جو دوسرے آسانی سے کاپی نہ کر سکیں. تو دین یو کین ہیو دی سسٹینیبل کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج ان دی مارکیٹ. ہیومن ریسورس رولس ان دا آرگنائزیشن, واٹ کائنڈ آف رولس دے آر پلئنگ, لیٹس کوئکلی گو تھرو دیم اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دی امپورٹنس آف ہیومن ریسورس مینجمنٹ اور ہیومن ریسورسز. دے کین پلے دا اسٹریٹجک مینجمنٹ رول, انیبلر اور کنسلٹنٹ رول, monitoring and maintaining role, we'll discuss them individually, change and knowledge facilitator role, and innovator role. Let's go one by one and try to understand the role of human resource in the organization. Strategic management role, what they do basically, they link their organization's HR policies or their firm's HR policies and practices to the broader, longer term need of the firm and its stakeholders. How you develop the strategies? You do the SWOT analysis. You see the forces which are affecting you, the internal and external. And based on that, you can develop your strategies. And here, HR is playing the vital role. They link those policies, those broader long-term needs of the firm with and its stakeholders to form proper or to manage strategically their organizations. Kaise karte hain? Setting that direction, crafting corporate and business level plans, developing and implementing functional plans, measuring, evaluating, revising, and refocusing all those plans. And who is doing that? The people. So then, that is the reason one organization strategy is different from another organization strategies. Otherwise, they should have the same. Then how can one organization be successful, the other can be other way around, not successful? Similarly, the strategic role is making sure that you can create fit between HR and business strategies. Otherwise, they can have two different directions. The main strategic role kya hua iska? To create the fit between HR strategies and business strategy of the organization within a framework of micro and macro environment. اور اس کو ایکسٹرنل فورسز بھی کہتے ہیں اور انٹرنل فورسز بھی کہتے ہیں. واٹ اباؤٹ دی سیکنڈ رول, دیٹ از انیبلر آر کنسلٹنٹ رول. انیبلنگ لائن مینیجرز ٹو میک تھنگز ہیپن, ہو از ڈوئنگ دیٹ؟ ہیومن ریسورس. دیٹ انکلوڈ ٹریننگ, یور ایچ آر ڈپارٹمنٹ از پرووائڈنگ یو ٹریننگ, اسسٹنگ ود پرابلم ڈائگنوسس وین دے آر ڈوئنگ دا پرفارمنس اپریزل, ڈیولپنگ سولوشن ود مینیجرز and being accessible and attuned to employees' need and concern. They are dealing with the real people. They are dealing with living things. So they have to be attuned to their needs and concerns of the employee. And here they are playing the role of enabler. What about monitoring and maintaining role? That compliance, monitoring compliances with legal regulation and effectiveness of HR activities. How they do that? Monitoring their morale of their employees and providing support during change or uncertain times. We have used this word change very often. Things are changing with speed. Toh usko manage karna is also very important, because we believe and we know that there is always resistance to change, and this is natural. Thoda sa change ke baare mein aapke saath share karta chalun. Whenever organization want to create change, people resist it. or any change, even at your home. If your parents decided, okay, they want to change the setting of your drawing room or dining room, see, a lot of concern will arise from the kids. Why? Or reason kya hota hai? Just for the sake, ke ji, aisa kyun kar rahe hain? Curiosity hai na? Fear bhi hota hai, new technology aa rahi hai. People might think, iske aane se to shayad wo obsolete ho jaye, unki zarurat hi na rahe. Yeah, there might be so many reasons. Uske liye, what we have to do, there is a change process. And what is that change process? They call it, defreeze it, make the adjustment, and refreeze it. The three-stage change process. Isme kya hota hai? Ab dekhen, aapne koi cheez banate hain, let's see, aapke ghar mein freezer hai, aap ice cream ke mukhtalif cubes banate hain, ya mukhtalif aajkal, wo aate hain, uske mukhtalif shapes aati hain, uske andar aap ice cream bana ke, یا پانی ڈالتے ہیں جو بھی ہے آئس بناتے ہیں اس کو فریزر میں رکھ دیتے ہیں اینڈ تھوڑی دیر کے بعد وہ جب جم جاتی ہے تو اپنی ایک خاص شکل میں آ جاتی آپ کو وہ شکل پسند نہیں آئی تو کیا کریں گے اس کو ڈی فریز کریں گے اس کو میلٹ ہونے دیں گے دوبارہ نئی شکل جو سانچا ہوگا اس کے اندر ڈال کے دوبارہ رکھ دیں گے دین ری فریز اٹ یو کین ہیو دا نیو شیپ دس از دا بیسک فلاسفی آف ریئل لائف اسی کو چینج مینجمنٹ کے لیے بھی یوز کرتے ہیں whatever system you have, whatever technology you have, first of all, you have to rephrase it. Wo kaise karte hain? You have to teach them, you have to convince them, you have to even sometimes manipulate it to make sure ke people know why they want to, why you have to change. Aur phir usi base pe, aap usme adjustment karte hain, and then you fix it, you make the rules, ke okay, this is the new way we should be working. To uske liye, organization mein, if some kind of change is happening, the HR department will play their role there. وہ کیا کریں گے دے پرووائڈ سپورٹ ڈیورنگ چینج اینڈ انسرٹن ٹائمس اسی طرح انوویٹر کا رول امپروونگ پروڈکٹیوٹی اینڈ کوالٹی آف ورک لائف ہاؤ اڈیپٹنگ ٹو این انوائرمنٹ آف انسرٹنٹی انرجی کنزرویشن اینڈ انٹرنیشنل کمپٹیشن جب بھی کوئی ہارڈ شپ آتی ہے اسی میں سے پھر آپ دیکھتے ہیں کہ اس میں سے کریٹیوٹی نکلتی ہے and justifying the benefit and cost of any kind of program they are conducting there. Change and knowledge facilitator role. Change ko pehle bhi discuss kiya humne. Facilitating organization's change and maintaining organization flexibility. Focusing on future, guiding the flow of knowledge, information and learning through the organization. You have specific training and development department within the HR department. یہ سارا کچھ کیوں بتا رہا ہوں آپ کو سو دیٹ یو شوڈ بی ایبل ٹو سی دا بگ پکچر لیٹ سی دا ٹرائیڈ ایچ آئی آر ٹرائیڈ آل مینیجر ریسپانسبل فار لیڈنگ پیپل ہارمونی اسی طرح کریٹ ہو سکتی ہے نا امپلائی شیئر ریسپانسبلٹی فار ہیومن ریسورس مینجمنٹ اور کسٹمائزیشن جو ہوتی ہے آرگنائزیشن کی اپنی اس سے کیا مطلب ہوتا ہے ویوئنگ پیپل ان سائڈ اینڈ آؤٹ سائڈ دا آرگنائزیشن ایز دیئر کسٹمر And if you consider them customer, then you have to believe it. کہ unless your customers are satisfied, you cannot survive in the market. Marketing میں کہتے ہیں, the customer is the boss. And if you are able to satisfy your customer better than your competitors are doing, you are the survival. You are the winner. You are the successful. تو اگر آپ نے یہ ویو کر لیا کہ وہ جو لوگ ہیں جو آپ کے ساتھ انسائڈ آرگنائزیشن بھی کام کر رہے ہیں Or even your customer outside, you consider them the customer, تو پھر آپ کو اتنی ہی ایفرٹ کرنی پڑے گی ان سائڈ بھی اپنی ہیومن ریسورسز کے لیے جتنی آپ اپنے کسٹمر کو سیٹسفائی کرنے کے لیے کریں کلیئر سو اٹس مین دین یو ہیو ٹو انوالو دیم فار ایون ڈیزائننگ اے پروڈکٹ اور سروس وہ جو ہمارا کانسیپٹ ہم نے پڑھا تھا مینجمنٹ بائی آبجیکٹو یا پارٹیسپیٹو مینجمنٹ کہ آپ ان کو بھی امپورٹینس دیتے ہیں ان کو انوالو کرتے ہیں ایون اپنی when you're designing your product or services. Achieving sustainable competitive advantage through employees. This is the edge. This is the key. How can we do that? If you have employees who have the competency like, they are valuable for you, they are organized, they are rare. Rare in which sense? ان کی فزیک ایسی نہیں ہے کہ دوسری جگہ پہ نہیں ملتے, ان کی کوئی شکل ایسی نہیں ہے کہ اس میں باقی جگہوں پہ ایسے لوگ نہیں ہوتے, نہیں. ان دیئر کمپیٹنسی, ان دیئر ابیلٹیز, ان دیئر نالج بیس, اور جس کی کاپی کرنا مشکل ہو. تو اس طرح کے اگر ہیومن ریسورسز آپ کے پاس ہیں, اف یو آر ایبل ٹو مینٹین سچ ٹائپ آف پیپل ہو ہیو دا کریکٹرسٹک لائک دے آر ویلیویبل, دے آر ریئر, دے آر آرگنائز اینڈ دے آر ڈیفیکلٹ ٹو کاپی, یو گاٹ اٹ, یو کین ہیو دا کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج ان دا مارکیٹ ناؤ. You will deliver better than other people can do. And it will be difficult for them to copy you now. So this is how you can achieve competitive advantage through your employees. And that is why we always say it is the most important thing when we are talking about the managing the people. And again, remember, it is not simple the people. They are the valuable people. They are the rare people. They are the skilled people. That the learned people, the educated people, are people who deliver. There is a new concept they talk about in today's organization, high performance work system. Again, don't worry about these new things, because they're just to give you, to brief you, or to kind of make you convince that yes, this human resource management is important. What is this high performance work system? A specific combination of human resource practices, work structure, and process that maximize employees knowledge, skill, commitment, and flexibility. Usse kya hoga? Abhi jo previous slide aapne dekhi ki kis tarah aap employees se competitive advantage le sakte hain, agar ye sari combination aap kar lein, so don't you think you have the unique setup? You have the rare type of system? It will be difficult to copy, and system composed of many interrelated parts that complement one another to reach the goals of an organization, even if it is a large or small organization. How can we develop high performance work system, jisko hum HPWSP kehte hain, kai jagahon pe aap apni book ke andar dekhenge iski abbreviation. This is the model. You have to link different strategies with the system design, which included the workflow system, the human resource practices, human resource management practices, very important, because the workflow and technologies can be duplicated or replicated easily, or they can be arranged for the other people too. But they, again, I'll be focusing on this HR practices here. And keeping in view your principles of high improvements, of high involvements, aur phir jab us process ko aap implement karenge, the outcomes will be beneficial for organization, not only for organization, but of course for the employees. Let's try to understand the principles of high performing work system, the principles of the HPWSP, usko kehte hain, jaise maine aapse kaha. There are four parameters here: knowledge development, shared information, performance reward linkages, and social equalities. So these are the principles through which you can create the good team, the good system where you will be performing things. Most of these things you have already discussed in our sessions, but still, shared information, we have to facilitate each other. Right time information, quick speed. Knowledge development, same time, doing and learning. Training and development ka jo continue process hai saath saath. Or, if it is linked with the reward, pay for performance ka concept yaad hoga aapko, jo humne discuss kiya tha. The more you will do, the better you will get. The better you will do, the more you will get. Plus, social equalities. If one person is here, second is here in their hierarchy, still they are both are important for the organizations. Both should have a mutual respect. That can make a good harmonic systems, which can facilitate the performance in the right direction, because everybody will be owning it, the organization. They will be, that the concept of organization citizenship will be there. And what that citizenship, organization citizenship concept say? Ki everybody will deliver more than what he or she is supposed to do. Because when you're owning it, you don't just count hours or time or days. You just focus on delivery. And delivery of something special. More and more. And that will create a good competitive advantage for you. Clear? Aage chalte hain. Complementary human resources, policies and practices which can make your this phenomena more important and more practical, they are training and development, staffing, compensation. Start with this staffing, give proper training and development, link with the reward system, performance with the reward, and you can have it. Pick the right person. What was staffing? Starting with the planning, recruitment and placement. If you have right person for the right job, not only a person, but right person for the right job. Having capabilities, abilities, knowledge and skill, and proper motivations. And if you provide them, facilitate them with the training and development, because when we were discussing the human resource development HRD concept, we discussed there that the outcome of HRD, proper HRD, is the training and development of the employees, career development of the employees, and organizational development as a whole. So this training and development will augment it, will augment the basic delivery of your employees. And now the stage is set. So if it is properly linked with the reward, so you can have the delivery. You should expect more than you are thinking that you will be getting from your employees. But then you have to ensure that you have to create fit. All those things, they should fit each other. وہ ایچ آر اسٹریٹجی جو ہے وہ بزنس اسٹریٹجی سے میچ کرتی ہوں. وہ جو آپ ٹریننگ اینڈ ڈیولپمنٹ کا پلان کر رہے ہیں دے شوڈ بی میچنگ ود دی نیڈ آف دی امپلائیز. وہ جو ریوارڈ کمپنسیشن سسٹم جو آپ بنا رہے ہیں دے شوڈ آلسو میچ ود دی ایکسپیکٹیشن اور ڈیزائر آف دی ورک فورس. وہ جو ٹیکنالوجیز چینج لانا چاہتے ہیں میک شیور کہ you should prepare your workforce, you should prepare your employees to have a fit. Usse kya hoga? And we are talking about both fits, internal and external fits, with all those forces affecting on you. Internal fit, the situation in which all the internal elements of the work system complement and reinforce one another. Competition should be there, pressure should be there, but for the main keeping in view, the main object in your mind, کہ اس پہ حرج نہیں آنا چاہیے. وہ ایک دوسرے کو ری انفورس بھی کر رہے ہوں اور کمپلیمنٹ بھی کر رہے ہوں, دین سسٹم ول ورک. سملرلی ایکسٹرنل فٹ, دا سچویشن ان وچ دا ورک سسٹم سپورٹس دا آرگنائزیشن گول اینڈ اسٹریٹجیز, دا براڈر, دا بگ پکچر, کیپنگ ان ویو دا میکرو فیکٹرز, دا اکانمی, دا رول ریگولیشنز, دا پالیسیز, دا چینجز, the technology changes. So then the system will work and you will be able to survive, not only survive, but you should be the leader in the market in whatever field you are working. Benefit of this high performance work system kya honge? Jaise aapse kaha tha ki iska employees ko bhi fayda hai aur organization ko bhi fayda hai. Employees ko kya fayda hai? They can have more involvement in the organizations. They will own it. Experience growth and satisfaction and become more valuable as contributor. Because when they are satisfied, they are feeling pride, they have the pride of delivering something, and they are feeling proud of that. So, unki bhi growth ho rahi hai, unki development ho rahi hai, satisfaction bhi ho rahi hai, and they will become more valuable and they will contribute more for the organization. What about organization? Of course, the high productivity will be the outcome. Quality, you will be seen as a quality leader because you have the unique now setup system of high performance. Flexibility and the most important, customer satisfaction. اور جیسے میں نے وہ مارکیٹنگ کا کانسیپٹ آپ کو بتایا کہ اف یو کسٹمر آر سیٹسفائی اور اف یو آر ایبل ٹو سیٹسفائی یور کسٹمر بیٹر دین یور کمپیٹیٹرز آر ڈوئنگ یو آر دا سکسیزفل یو آر دا لیڈر یو آر دا اسٹیئر ان دا مارکیٹ یو ول گرو یو ول پراسپر سی دس ہول ہائی پرفارمنس ورک سسٹم وچ وی آر ٹاکنگ where they are integrating all those different components of the organization, including the most important one, the human resources. So the outcome will be benefits for employees, benefit for the organization, and of course, ultimately, it is beneficial for the society. Now let's see what are the expectations for HR professionals in the organizations. They should understand the problem assigned to them. They stay competent. And how can do that? They do that. Through study and research. Aur ye har ek ko hona chahiye. It is not only the HR department. Profession ki baat karte hain. Koi bhi profession mein aap hain. Don't think that you are at the top. Because they say that when someone feel they have achieved their goals and they are at the top, that is the first day of their decline. Because now they don't have the thrust, they don't have the stress, they don't have the energy to again continue their efforts. Aur aap agar history mein dekhen, business ki history dekhen, duniya mein dekhen, wo kome, wo organizations, wo department, wo log jinhone ye aaram se baith gaye ki yes, now we have achieved a position, we have achieved a competency, ab aaram se baithenge, to wo hi din unka zindagi ka pehla din tha decline mein aur aasta aasta wo khatam ho gaye market se, wo غائب ہو گئے اور ان کی جگہ دوسرے لوگوں نے جنہوں نے ایفرٹس کرتے رہے اپنے نالج کو اپنے اسکلس کو اپڈیٹ کرتے رہے دے اسٹیڈ ان دا مارکیٹ اینڈ دے وار دا لیڈر ان دا مارکیٹ وہی چیز آپ کو یہاں بتا رہے ہیں کہ دے شوڈ اسٹے کمپیٹنٹ ہاؤ کین دے ڈو دیٹ پروفیشنل کمپیٹنسی کی بات کریں وہ اپنی اسٹڈی کو اور ریسرچ کو کنٹینیو رکھیں تاکہ جو نئی نئی چیزیں آ رہی ہیں ان کی فیلڈ میں جو نئی نئی تھیوریز اور کانسیپٹ ڈیولپ ہو رہے ہیں دے شوڈ گیٹ دوز کانسیپٹ and use them for their organization, so their organization should be staying in the leading, or they should be performing the leading role. Maintain high standards of personal honesty and integrity, no doubt in it. Very important for each profession, or for each person for that sake. We should maintain the high standard for personal honesty and integrity, so that people should believe in us. People should come to you when they feel you have the high standard of personal honesty and integrity. Aur hum, being Muslim, hum us prophet ko maanne wale hain, jisko Sadiq aur Amin kaha gaya. Aur unke dushman bhi unke paas aate the. And that was the reason. Personal honesty and integrity. Consider the personal interest, welfare and dignity of all employees affected by recommendation and action. Whatever action, whatever recommendation you will make, remember, it is not only going to affect you, but of course, all employees working in the organization, because you are dealing with the human resource department. Ensure organization maintain high regard for public interest and personal interest and dignity of the employees. And this is very important again. Wo jo equalities humne baat ki, کسی ڈزنٹ میٹر وچ لیول یو آر بٹ دے آر آل ہیومن بینگ اور سب کی ریسپیکٹ سب کی انٹیگریٹی کا خیال بھی کرنا ضروری ہے اسی وجہ سے ان کا مورال ہائی رہے گا اسی وجہ سے دین دے ول اسٹارٹ آننگ ادر وائز دین ڈفرنٹ اسٹوری واٹ آر دا کرنٹ چیلنجز ریگارڈنگ ٹو ہیومن ریسورس مینجمنٹ ایک چیلنجز تو ہم نے شروع میں پڑھے تھے فرسٹ لیکچر میں اور آج بھی جو آج کا لیکچر میں نے شروع کیا آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کیا That is related to one organization's ability to attract, develop, motivate, and retain the talented people. But what about the broader spectrum? What are the challenges? Aajkal kya changes aa rahi hain? ہم نے کافی دفعہ یہ ڈسکس کیا کہ ناؤ اٹ از دا ٹیم وچ میٹر. اسی لیے وہ لیڈرشپ کا کانسیپٹ بھی ہم نے ڈسکس کیا کہ وی ڈونٹ کال اینی مور دا پیپل ایز مینیجر, وی کال دم دا ٹیم لیڈر. اور آج کل ایک جو ہیومن ریسورس کے حوالے سے دا چیلنج آ رہا ہے, یا پیپل شوڈ بی ریڈی, آرگنائزیشن شوڈ بی ریڈی ٹو ریسپانس دوز چیلنجز. نمبر ون, مینیجنگ دا ٹیم. اوکے, اندر ون, دا بگ ون اگین, مینیجنگ دا ڈائیورسٹی. اینڈ یو نو دیٹ وی ہیو ڈسکس دیز تھنگ سو مینی ٹائم. ڈائیورسٹی از امپارٹنٹ, اٹ از ان وے گڈ, دا بینیفٹس آر مور دین دا کاسٹ, بٹ اسٹل managing diversity is very important and challenge for your HR department or your organization. Managing globalization. Previous lecture was about international business or global business. See, the world is becoming a global village, very common. Boundaries are now meaningless. You can have organization, different firms from a 100,000 or thousands miles away working with you in your country. You can have people from different culture, different religions, different country coming and working with you in your organization. So you have different bases of the diversities. So managing the diversity and globalization is also becoming a challenge. So we have to be responsive. We have to respond to these issues, these challenges. But there is another one. Managing the change. As the technology change, as the system change, as the competitive pressures are increasing, organizations are changing quickly. وہ جو کبھی decades کے اندر change ہوتی تھی, اب سالوں کی بات آ گئی ہے. Re-engineering, restructuring due to competitive pressure, due to change. So, if we have to identify major challenges of today's HR management or human resource management, these are the four things. Managing the teams, managing diversity, managing globalization, managing the change. Of course, we can have other different other things like managing your economic resources, managing the technology and so many things. But now they are the more common. These are the big one coming in a big way. So this should be our concern now as a human resource professional, how to handle these challenges till the time that there are new challenges for you in the market. Let's talk a little bit about the ethics, the values, the norms. Remember, these things vary from culture to culture, religion to religions, because one thing can be ethical for you, it might not be ethical for another person. The thing which is ethical for them, it might not be ethical for us. But let's see in a broader spectrum, basic ethical concern about the problems related to human resource management. Sabse bada jo ethical issue nazar aata hai human resource ke hawale se, that is the favoritism. Using favoritism rather than ability or job performance for managerial decision regarding employment, promotion, pay, discipline, big way the ethical issues. And if you don't discriminate on these issues, you can have very good harmonic environment in your organization. Aur agar unfortunately ye cheeze kisi organization mein hoti hain, they can have always the stress, the chaos and the problems in their organizations. So remember, as a HR professional, we have to avoid any favoritism when we are going for the selection of new employment, when we are talking about the promotions, when we are talking about the pay, or it is a matter of discipline. So hame isme bada strong ethical behavior show karna hai if we really want to survive in this competitive world, because otherwise it is a short term thing. You might have some progress, some achievement, but it will be for short time. Aur long run pe you will be the loser. Then human resource professional role in workplace ethics. Isko bhi dekh lete hain. Teen kisam ke roles hain. مانیٹرنگ کا رول ہے, انویسٹیگیٹر کا رول ہے, اینڈ اسپوک پرسنس کا رول ہے. مانیٹر یو دے انشور آل انڈیویجلز آر ٹریٹڈ فیئرلی اینڈ ایتھیکلی, جو ابھی بات کی تھی پہلے. انویسٹیگیٹر ایچ آر پروفیشنل انویسٹیگیٹ کمپلینٹس بیئرنگ آن ایتھیکل ایشوز, اینڈ اگین دے آر فیئر ان دوز جو انویسٹیگیشنز ہوتی ہیں. اف دے آر بائس دین اگین دا پرابلم, اینڈ دے آر آلسو دا اسپوک پرسن. دے آر ڈیفینڈنگ دیئر کمپنیز ایکشن وین کنفرنٹڈ بائی ریگولیٹری ایجنسیز, میڈیا, اور اینی باڈی آؤٹ فرام آؤٹ سائڈ. واٹ اباؤٹ کوڈ آف ایتھکس فار ایچ آر پروفیشنلز؟ یہ تو جنرلی بات کی, لیکن ایک براڈر جسے کوڈ آف ایتھکس کہتے ہیں اس کو بھی دیکھ لینا چاہیے, اٹ ول ہیلپ یو. مینٹین دا ہائیسٹ اسٹینڈرڈز آف پروفیشنل اینڈ پرسنل کنڈکٹ. انکریج امپلائرز ٹو میک فیئر اینڈ ایکویٹیبل ٹریٹمنٹ آف آل امپلائیز اے پرائمری کنسرن شوڈ بی دیئر. مینٹین لائلٹی ٹو امپلائرز اینڈ پرسو کمپنیز آبجیکٹو ان ویز کنسٹنٹ ود دی پبلک انٹرسٹ. میک شیور دیٹ یو آر فیتھفل ٹو یور امپلائر, بٹ اگین ود دا فریم ورک آف دا براڈر لا, دا براڈر اسپیکٹرم, جس میں پبلک انٹرسٹ ضروری ہے. یہ نہیں ہے کہ آپ کا امپلائر اگر آپ کو غلط بات کہتا ہے تو یو شوڈ ایکسیپٹ اٹ. اپ ہولڈ آل لاز اینڈ ریگولیشنز ریلیٹنگ ٹو امپلائیز ایکٹیویٹیز, دیٹ از یور ریسپانسبلٹی. یو شوڈ میک شیور کہ یور آرگنائزیشن از امپلیمنٹنگ دوز لاز, دوز ریگولیشنز ریلیٹڈ ٹو یور امپلائرز ایکٹیویٹی, بیکاز دے آر لوکنگ ایٹ یو, یو آر دا امپلیمنٹر. Similarly, maintain the confidentiality of privileged information, because you might have a lot of information with you. So confidentiality jo hoti hai, usko maintain karna chahiye. Because otherwise, phir to phir wo maksad fot ho gaya na, jo ownership ka, ya owning ka concept. And what about the management? Code of ethics for human resource management. Professional ki baat ke upar, مینجمنٹ جو ہیومن ریسورس کی ہوتی ہے ان کے لیے بھی یہ کوڈ آف ایتھکس ہے. وہ کیا ہے؟ پریکٹیشنر مسٹ ریگارڈ دی اوبلیگیشن ٹو امپلیمنٹ پبلک آبجیکٹیوز اینڈ پروٹیکٹ دی پبلک انٹرسٹ ایز مور امپورٹنٹ دین بلائنڈ لائلٹی ٹوارڈز امپلائر پریفرنسز. یہ ابھی تھوڑی دیر پہلے بھی میں نے آپ سے بات کی تھی کہ ٹھیک ہے, یو شوڈ بی لائل ٹو یور امپلائر, بٹ کیپنگ ان ویو دی پبلک انٹرسٹ. غلط کام, ناجائز فیور, ایون اف یور امپلائر از سیئنگ سو, کوڈ آف ایتھکس سے نو, یو شوڈ ریگارڈ دی اوبلیگیشن ٹو امپلیمنٹ پبلک آبجیکٹیو اینڈ پروٹیکٹ دا پبلک انٹرسٹ ایز مور امپورٹنٹ, دس از مور امپورٹنٹ فار یو دین بلائنڈ لائلٹی ٹو این امپلائرز پریفرنسز. ٹھیک ہے جی, تو دیٹ واز آل اباؤٹ ایتھکس سیئنگ. If this is the case, if everybody know it, why are not the best HR practices used more often? Jab sabko maloom hai ki itna important hai, to kyun phir sare jo human resource activities hoti hain, human resource practices hoti hain, isko kyun nahi use kiya jata organization ke andar? What is the problem then? Kuch reason ho sakte hain? Resistance to change. That can be one reason. Employer, your organization, they are feeling threatened. They don't want to follow these practices. Or ye natural bhi ho sakta hai. So how can we overcome? Teach them. Convince them ke this is the beneficial. Ignorance bhi ho sakti hai. Jo decision maker hain, unko iska andaza hi nahi, iska fayde ka pata hi nahi. Ya political consideration bhi ho sakti hai. Politics jo hoti hai organization ke andar. That is the reason, these are the three basic reasons due to which the normal or common human resource practices, they are not being used in the organization, especially in our country too. How can you gain support for best HR practices? Ab kaise aap usko convince karenge? First of all, link the use of HR practices to the solution of real business problems and to achieve tangible business goals. You have to link them. Whatever practices you are thinking is good, are good for your organizations, link them with the real business problems so that they should understand the importance. Demonstrate how the benefits outweigh the cost of using best HR practices. Give the figure. کہ دیکھیں اگر آپ سمجھتے ہیں کہ اس طرح کی ایچ آر ایم پریکٹسز سے آپ کا خرچہ ہو رہا ہے ٹریننگ پہ ڈیولپمنٹ پہ بٹ سی دا آؤٹ کم سی دا ریزلٹس بٹ دا لاسٹ ون از مور امپورٹنٹ اسپیک دا لینگویج آف بزنس پیپل اب ہم جب پروفیشنل لوگ کیا کرتے ہیں جب کمپیئر کرتے ہیں تو ہم کوریلیشن ریگریشن انالیسز اور کوفیشینٹ آف کوریلیشن وغیرہ دکھاتے ہیں دے ڈونٹ کیئر اباؤٹ دیز تھنگ ٹاک ود دیم ان منی فارم روپیہ ڈالر کی شکل میں ان کو بتائیں کہ اتنا فائدہ ہے اتنا نقصان ہے آپ کو اینڈ ٹاک اباؤٹ دی اپرچونیٹی کاسٹ کیونکہ وہ اسٹیٹسٹیکل فگر جو آپ گراف بتاتے ہیں تو شاید وہ جو پیپل ہو ڈیسیژن میکر دے آر ناٹ کنسرن اباؤٹ دیز تھنگ دے فار دا بزنس پیپل موسٹلی دا باٹم لائن از واٹ از دا ریٹرن کہ مجھے کیا ملے گا اس میں سے تو پھر اس کو ٹرانسلیٹ کرو اس ڈالر کی شکل میں روپے کی شکل میں پیسے کی شکل میں تاکہ آپ اپنی وہ ہیومن ریسورس پریکٹسز کو امپلیمنٹ کر سکیں اپنی آرگنائزیشنز کے اندر لیٹس ٹاک کوئکلی اباؤٹ دا فیوچر ٹرینڈز ہیومن ریسورس ٹرینڈ وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اینڈ وی آر سیئنگ اٹ ناؤ ایون دا ورک پلیس فلیکسیبلٹی کولیبریٹو ورک ان اے ورچوئل آفس ناؤ پیپل ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو سٹ ٹوگیدر You can have virtual concept. One person sitting here, another sitting in another country. Third sitting in Japan, fourth sitting in state. And still you will be working together. Global businesses. Business require a global workforce now. The people have to expand. The business has to expand. They have to go out of their boundaries. Work and society. Working is to live, not living to work. Concept is changing. Workforce development. Constant learning is a just-in-time format. Learning organization and high skill utilization. Har din, next time bhi aapko koi zarurat pad sakti hai. You can have the just-in-time learning system. Aur aajkal ki nayi technology ne isko possible kiya. So that is a new trend. Definition of job. If they are becoming big and big, the broader. Strategic role of HR. You're not only facilitator anymore. You're not only the support person. Our functions levels things. Now, you are becoming leaders. You are not just the partners. Because now you will be giving the direction. And people has realized those things, that human resource are the more important things. The value of predicting, having a vision, and a way to achieve is becoming the key. So that is what I thought I should discuss with you about in the last lecture about this human resource management. Let's quickly summarize it. The key is efficiency, effectiveness, and competitiveness. That is the key, a bottom line we can say. How to achieve it? If you are able to manage and retain the learning, capable human resources who can deliver. And that is the whole philosophy of this subject, that this is very important. The human resource management is important. And if we understand this thing, we should be able to have the effective, efficient, and competitive results, whatever it is, production, service, product, or whatever. But for that, we have to get different knowledges, different philosophies, different theories from different areas. But just don't carry away for those things. Observe them. Think it. That is what it is saying. Think globally, but act locally. You have to see what environment you are working. What is your local culture? And then use all those things according to your own culture, your own situation. Then you will be able to be successful. Otherwise, you will be just wasting your time. So for that purpose, think globally and act locally. And what is happening? I always say this, knowledge and experience are available, but often ignored. Whatever we have discussed during the last 44 or 45 lectures, I believe most of the people know already those things. But I think we ignore them. We don't take them so serious that they are important. And my message will be, don't ignore them. They are important. And yes, they are making difference. With this, I have to end my today's lecture. Not only today's lecture, but this whole session, because today was our last lecture. I thank you for your attention. That is it for today. I have tried my level best to make this subject very simple, interesting for you. I hope I was successful, but you are the better judge. And your results will reflect how successful I was. Lekin, jate jate phir main aapko ek baat kahunga, ki hard work, and hard work. Iska koi namal badal nahi hai. And you are our future. Focus on your goals. Work hard. Believe on yourself. And sky will be the limit. With these thoughts, thank you very much. Allah Hafiz and Assalamu Alaikum.